The opinions expressed by William A. Smith and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, it is recommended to seek advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation.
This is Retirement Solutions with your host, Bill Smith, and your co-host, Jarrett Lang, licensed insurance professionals and investment advisor representatives of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., an Ohio registered investment advisor. Bill is the founder and CEO of W.A. Smith Financial Group and CIO of Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever. Featured in the Wall Street Journal and Smart Money Magazine, Bill and his co-host, Robin Swoboda, can be seen every Sunday at noon on ABC News Channel 5 on his TV show, Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith. Are you ready? Retirement Solutions starts now.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome out to Retirement Solutions. My name is Bill Smith, and sitting right across from me in the studio is my co-host, Mr. Jarrett Lang.
Good morning, everyone.
We are going to talk about retirement blunders today. And when you think of blunders, we're going to cover really in detail what you should know, what we think. There's obviously probably a lot more than four, Jarrett, but when we look at these, we really narrowed down to four big ones. And we're going to discuss the mistakes we see folks make and the things you can do to prevent these blunders from actually happening to you, as well as a big mistake we see people make is improperly handling their 401ks right. When it comes to rolling over their 401k. So great show today.
You want to write the phone number down to get in touch with us today. It's toll-free. It is open and waiting. Operator standing by, 877-51-GUIDE. So here's what we want you to do. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you're ready for a second opinion from Bill or myself here at W.A. Smith Financial, call the number, toll-free, 1-877-514-8433. Or if you just remember 877-51-GUIDE. And as Bill just mentioned, don't miss the TV show today on News Channel 5 at noon, where you can catch Bill on the Money Board and Bill with his co-host Robin Swoboda. News Channel 5 every Sunday at noon.
So let's jump in. I want to start out with this. You know, it was once said by Ben Franklin that said, when you're finished changing, you are finished. Think about that for a minute. So when we see this a lot. You know, folks, they go through the first financial phase of their life where they accumulate your assets. You know, and all of a sudden, at some point, that stuff's going to get important to you. In other words, volatility. You know, we've seen elevated volatility. We've seen where it usually doesn't bother folks, these things that go on in the markets and the economy, until you're in the red zone. And when you are in the red zone, that is usually within 5 years of retirement or you are already retired. So very important to remember that thought. When you're finished changing, you're finished. It's about a second opinion. And you cannot get a second opinion from that advisor that gave you the first. And
right.
Certainly, do you have a reactive relationship with your advisor, or are they proactive? We're going to bring some light to that and some of the blunders here today. The first one that we really want to get to is a big one, and this is where 60% of American retirees go wrong, and that was from the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Essentially, what that says is that you underestimate your expenses that you're going to need in retirement. So blunder number one is not having a solid grasp on the expenses that you're going to encounter in your retirement. But think about that for a minute.
Well, I think some people too, and I say this at my educational class that people attend every time, I ask everyone, what are you saving money for? At the end of the day, If you're putting money away in a 401k or an IRA or in your savings account, what are you saving that money for? Are you going to spend it someday or are you not?
Will you need to rely on that retirement money for income?
Right.
You know, what is your plan there? Huh? You know, do you have a plan? Do you have that 401k charted out with a projected future value at the exact date of when you're going to retire? And do you know what your withdrawal rate's going to be? You know, see, the rules are completely different. And I think this is kind of part of the blunder. Number one is you need to have a solid budget. That's where it starts. Everything that we do for you in terms of specifically for our clients, if you will, is really work backwards off of that. How a portfolio should be allocated, we think, especially if you're drawing on it, is directly proportional to how much income you will need from that portfolio when you retire. What part of it will you draw from? Will you use a goal-based strategy or will you use a cash flow-based strategy? You just need a plan. But the most important part of that, obviously, is, you know, having a budget. And you really need to break that budget down and think about some things. I want all of you to think about this for a minute. Number one, what are the things that you can't go without? In other words, for example, taxes.
Insurance.
Clothing, shelter, insurance. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But what about discretionary spending? What will you do? What will your retirement look like? You just going to sit at home in a rocking chair?
Beach vacations. That's one thing that comes to my mind.
Well, I'll tell you, what I've seen is a lot of people don't make a massive change in their lifestyle. They just might go somewhere where the climate is a little bit better. Well, the white stuff falls from the sky here in Northern Ohio. Nothing wrong with that. But what is your plan? Where will that place be? What will you need to accomplish to get there? You know, what is your dream?
What are you going to spend your days doing, too? I mean, from just a joy experience, what makes you happy? I mean, you're not going to vacation and travel every day in retirement. What are you going to do on the off days?
So you need to break this budget down, all of you, into basics, things you cannot go without, and the extras. And you also have to bear in mind that there's going to be inflation. How will inflation affect the dollars you're spending? What do you spend your money on? Everybody has a different inflation rate depending on how you're spending your money. But one area where we've seen elevated inflation and we would expect that to continue is medical. What will that look like for you? What about an emergency fund?
Well, and that's a mistake that people make, Bill. I think we see this a lot. You know, come in, you're talking about budgets and expenses, and they fail to recognize that increased medical expense or, you know, if you retire before age 65 or you incorrectly estimate what Medicare might cost you and that kind of things.
Here's another one. And they don't have most people don't have a solid or firm handle on when exactly they're going to take their Social Security, what method they're going to use. Maybe you have a pension, but what about a survivor option? I would assume that you would want to take care of your spouse, right?
Right.
Right? So have you planned for that? You know, how will you plan if you don't have a survivor option, the pension, how will you replace that income? And really developing a plan that really is built around those dollars and making sure that you have enough money set aside where you're not spending too much money that you are at risk of running out. So it all starts with blunder number one, and the best scenarios are the folks who have probably the best situation are ones who thoroughly sat down and did their homework here in this area. All right, let's jump to blunder number two. We can start on this, but we're going to have to go to break here in a minute. And that's give it away a little bit here. And that's, there's no written plan here, right?
Well, it starts with that budget that you mentioned. Having a spending plan, but
no written plan. So blunder number one is you don't have a solid handle on the budget. Look, I'm not saying you don't, but have you thought about some of these areas that we talked about? Number two is a written plan, and you want to stay with us because right after the break, we're going to elaborate for all of you what a written plan should or could look like. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Hey, it's Robin Swoboda. Do you like what you're hearing? Don't miss Bill's TV show, Retirement Solutions, today at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5.
10 seconds on the clock. No timeouts left. Down by six. You have to score. It's all about this moment. It's all about this play. The game has gone back and forth. Sure, there were fumbles along the way, but you fought hard. You worked the whole game for this moment. A turnover now would spell disaster. When you're in retirement or close to retirement, you are in the retirement red zone. You can't afford to make a mistake. Do you have a winning game plan? Do you have the right retirement coach? It's time to be proactive with your retirement money. You can call your own plays, or you can learn from the retirement coach himself. Schedule your complimentary consultation for a retirement review and checkup with radio and TV host Bill Smith. Call 800-878-6223. Toll free 800-878-6223. Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through W.A. Smith Financial, LLC. This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Bill Smith, your host here. We are talking about retirement blunders today. And before we went to break, we were talking to you about the first two. Number one,
Blunder, mistake.
I like that. A little easier. So retirement blunders, if you will, I think four areas. Number one area that we see people is they fail to have a very thorough understanding and clarity of their budget. And we always recommend that you break that budget into two categories: basics, things you cannot go without, and then discretionary, or the extras, the things that you want to do, the things that will make you happy, and have a plan so that your lifestyle doesn't change, right? That's really what that's going to do. And number two, which we started into, was the lack of a written plan. So what does a written plan look like, and what would that mean to you? Do you have a written plan for your retirement? Well, let's break this down and take a look at it. A written plan should spell out the following. Number one, when and how or what strategy you will take Social Security. It'll set out the day that you expect to retire.
Or your target. Doesn't have to be exact, but
yeah, you got to have a target. Whether you retire then or not, you at least have a plan, a game plan, a deadline. How much money will you need? Now, a lot of you, what you do is you plan your retirement around your pensions and your Social Security, maybe, and your income. We suggest that you do it the other way. Start with the budget. What does your lifestyle want to look like to make you happy? And build a plan around that. Then analyze your pensions, your Social Securities. Look at the best strategy. You come up with your income gap. And then the shortfall spells out how you should have your dollars positioned. How much money will you need to support that lifestyle? Will you be at risk of running out of money before you run out of life?
Yeah, I think too many people treat that question, how much will you need, as, well, I got to save $500,000, I got to save $1 million, and you forget to do all that other stuff we just talked about when it comes to monthly expenditures and lifestyle expenses.
You have to look at it. I mean, there's no cookie cutter. I mean, people say, you need 10 times your income. Nah. Start with the budget. Work backwards. Look at your pensions. Look at your Social Securities. You have an income gap. The next step is you need to have a clear understanding of which accounts you're going to draw from to create that income. Is it going to be your 401k? How about tax-free income? What plan do you have there?
How about adjustments to your income?
Inflation. You know, where will you have inflation? What about emergency funds? Where's your liquidity at? You know, we see folks a lot of times, they have all of their money wrapped up in retirement accounts. and it looks like you have all this money, but the reality is you have a business partner with you on that money, and that is the IRS. So if that's your emergency bucket and you're also drawn from qualified plan for income, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to get hit with a higher tax bracket, which means maybe higher Medicare rates, higher tax rates, taxation on Social Security, higher taxation on Social Security benefits.
Maybe no Obamacare subsidy. Maybe you can go on and on with that.
Yeah. So literally, what is your plan? A written plan will spell this out. It will show you, or you will have a plan on where you will make inflation adjustments to your income if need be. In this area, along these same lines, what we see a lot of times as individuals, they tend to be sold products and they think that is their plan. You're sold a product. Well, the reality is when you think of retirement, I want you to think of this. There's five key components a good plan will have. Number one is an income plan with a budget that's very clearly defined. It's things, basics and discretionary, inflation adjustments, and based on how inflation will affect it. Number two part of that plan, there's five components, is a cohesive investment plan. And that lays out kind of the strategy on how you'll invest. And there's different options within that. But so many start with the product first. It's like putting the cart before the horse. It just does not work in the end. Now, if you have enough, that may work for you. But if you want to really drill down and have a really solid plan, don't put your cart in front of the horse. And what we mean by that is start with the plan first, then look at what product investments could you utilize to fund that plan. Don't get caught into that conundrum, if you will, of constantly moving money from one broker to the next broker to the next broker, and that's all you ever focus on. That's important, don't get me wrong, but that's only one part of a five-part plan. So two of that five parts is a cohesive investment plan that mirrors the income plan, right? Number three is a tax plan. Can you have tax-free income? Is there a way to develop tax-free income? And the answer to you on that, or the answer for you on that, is yes. It's not feasible for everybody, but what is your plan?
Have you even looked at it?
Number, what did I stop at, Jarrett? Three? Yeah. Tax plan, number three. Number four is a healthcare plan. You know, you could have all three of those in order, and we call this the retirement income challenge, if you will. If all of a sudden you had a long-term illness, how will you pay for that? At $7,000 a month, what is your plan? That's a big risk, by the way. And when you think of retirement, what you're doing is you're addressing risks that are going to face you in the next 20 years of your life or more. The last component of that is the estate plan. You know, when it's all said and done with and you're gone someday, will your money go where you want it to go? Will it go in the most tax-efficient and effective way? Will it avoid probate? What is your plan? Let us help you develop a plan. Let us help you take the volatility and speculation out of your plan. I've heard that a lot lately in talking to people that, oh, well, markets are different today. We live in, it's just such a different world. It's all about trading and volatility's up. Let us show you how to minimize that volatility.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, my name is Jarrett Lang. You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Bill Smith, your host. We are W.A. Smith Financial. We're talking retirement blunders today. And if you have a question, if you have a concern, if you want to speak to Bill or myself, you want to get that second opinion that you deserve, call the guideline today. Toll free, 877-51-GUIDE. That's 1-877-514-8433. You can also visit wasmithfinancial.com. And don't forget about the TV show. Right here today, Sunday, Channel 5 at noon.
We're going to talk about some things that we just can't do on radio, yep, but we can do on TV because you can see me.
If you're a visual learner.
But let's go to blunder number three.
Yep.
Or mistake number three, and that's rolling over your 401k. And for most cases, that can be a good thing. For most of you, that could be a good thing. But for some of you, it may not be the best thing.
Well, we see little mistakes made from people doing this, whether they're either, you know, told or recommended by an advisor to roll their 401k over, or they're sold a product and that's why they do it. You got to be careful when you do this 401k rollover.
A lot of times, you know, listen, everybody wants your money. Everybody wants your money. But without a proper plan, you can't really assess how that 401k rollover will impact it. For example, we have a little 6 questions. It's almost kind of like a decision tree that lead you into whether or not you should roll over your 401k. This is very important to get. Now, we don't have time to go into the 6, but what I want to tell you is that it's not necessarily right for everybody to do that. For a lot of people, it is. For some people, it isn't. So, number one, for people who are between the ages of 55 and 59, if you roll over your 401k, you blow the 55 rule.
Yeah.
Don't blow that. That's an opportunity.
That's a way to get money out of your pre-tax accounts without hitting that 59.5 premature distribution penalty.
The extra 10% penalty under 59.5 could be avoided if you do not blow the 55 rule. Number two, if you're still working, okay? If you're still working, you may want to keep that money in the 401k, and you're over 70.5, we can exclude that from your required minimum distribution while you are still working. Here's a big one. Rolling over your 401k without properly taking advantage of a new rule that went into effect that allows you to now put 100% of your after-tax money into a Roth IRA.
Yeah, huge benefit here because a lot of you do have that some after-tax money in your plan. And if you want to roll that over, put it into that tax-free account if you can.
Tax-free is good. We're telling you. You know it. It's good. What's your plan there? Again, listen, all of this is tied into a plan. You know, are you being advised or are you being sold product? If you want to have advice and you want a plan, it's time to give us a call and get a second opinion. That's the bottom line. Get a second opinion.
It's easy to do. Call the Guideline toll-free, pick up the phone, 877-51-GUIDE. Tell them you want a second opinion, you want to talk to Bill or Jarrett, W.A. Smith Financial, we'll help you.
It's easy.
877-514-8433.
Another one on closing out blunder number 3 is not properly handling the 72T. Mm. In other words, you make a mistake with the 72T. There's some very finite rules that have to be followed. Most people make mistakes here. And this can be a very, very costly mistake depending on the amount that you're drawing on the 72T.
Yeah. It could be a lot of back taxes and penalties that you might owe if you screw that up. So,
folks, we have to go to break, but you want to stay with us. We're going to come in right after the break. We're going to cover blunder number 4 and what you need to do. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Retirement Solutions with Jarrett Lang and the author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. From politics to the media, I think it's safe to say the establishment is having a long streak of bad hair days. But maybe it's because their priorities are out of whack, serving themselves first instead of serving those who they're supposed to be helping. Let me tell you about Bill Smith and his team at W.A. Smith Financial. They've modeled their firm to be as close to the opposite of the establishment as you can get. Those big box store advisors, the big names, they pull a product off the shelf and, by golly, let's go with this one. But that's not the way it is with Bill's team. They will custom build a plan specifically for you because no two clients are the same. Refreshing, really. An anti-establishment group in a sea of establishment advisors. Get the right team for your wealth management and your retirement planning needs. 800-878-6223. 800-878-6223. Don't leave your retirement to chance. 800-878-6223.
Hi, Robin Swoboda here. If you like what you're hearing today, be sure to join Bill and me Sunday at noon on Cleveland's News Channel 5 for Retirement Solutions.
This is Retirement Solutions. And now, your host and author of Knock Out Your Retirement Income Worries Forever, Bill Smith.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Bill Smith, your host. All right, final stretch. Just a few minutes left with all of you. We're talking about retirement blunders today. Blunder number one, to recap, was an improper or not fully assessed retirement spending, if you will, or lack of a budget. 60% of Americans underestimate the amount they'll truly need. Why? Because they overlook things that will happen, such as inflation, medical expenses, a long-term illness, underestimate the lifestyle they want to live and what that will cost. So, the big one. Number two is the lack of an actual written plan that literally spells out some of these finite details. And if you start there, blunder number three is improperly rolling over that 401k. So, but if you start with the plan, all of the pieces of the puzzle start to fall into place. Are you being advised or are you being sold product? Knowledge is power.
That 401k, one of the biggest assets in the home today, used to be the home itself. Now, most people's 401ks are their biggest asset. So you can't screw that rollover up. You have to have a plan for how that's going to be done, what it's going to accomplish for you from a retirement and income planning standpoint.
Well, absolutely. And the fourth blunder that I want to get to is not changing your thinking when you enter that second financial phase of your life. There are three of them. Phase one is accumulation. You accumulate. Phase number two is you deaccumulate. Maybe deaccumulate, depending on your situation. And simply what that means is you're going into a phase in which you're going to start drawing on your life savings. You're on a fixed income. You're not going to get any raises. You have to give yourself a raise. What plan do you have in place to replace your paycheck? How will you do it? That's where a solid plan will really come in handy. Can come in handy. Could help you. Doesn't necessarily guarantee it. But boy, I tell you what,
give you an upper hand.
It puts you in a much better bargaining position, that I will promise you, as we come up on the ending of the show today. It's very important that you understand that the rules are different once you retire, once you start drawing off of a portfolio. Tune in, News Channel 5 today. So don't miss it. Tune in. If you have questions, we'd love to guide you. We'd love to answer those questions. If you want a second opinion, we're here for you. Just give us a call.
Yep.
We're out of time.
Toll free 1-877-51-GUIDE. That is our Retirement Solutions guideline, 877-514-8433. If you can't catch the show today, set your DVR. That's what they're there for. Watch it when you can. 877-51-GUIDE. With that, my name is Jarrett Lang.
And I'm Bill Smith. We'll talk to all of you next week right here on Retirement Solutions.
Your retirement journey could be a long and winding road, and navigating that murky path won't come without an obstacle or two. The stock market and current economic outlook seems to change daily. Does your current financial plan help you address the risk of another stock market decline? How much would you lose if the market declined again like it did in 2008? It's time to pick up the phone and call W.A. Smith Financial for your complimentary portfolio stress test. Let Bill Smith and his team at W.A. Smith Financial provide you with the second opinion you need to be confident in your retirement strategy with their portfolio stress test. The portfolio stress test will provide you with a realistic assessment of the current stock market risk you face while detailing the fees you are currently paying to your advisor or the investments themselves. Do you know how much your portfolio would decline the next time the market cycles? Do you know what you are paying for your advice? Call W.A. Smith Financial at 800-878-6223. That's 800-878-6223. Let W.A. Smith Financial stress test your financial portfolio before it's too late. Don't leave your retirement to chance. 800-878-6223.
Investment advisory services offered through Great Lakes Retirement, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through W.A. Smith Financial, LLC.